one. That's all that matters. And but Tammy, just boy, you guys really put a nice run on them at the end of the first half and extended it in the second half. What things were going well for your team at that point?
Well, I think we were moving the ball really well and getting, you know, really good look inside at Hannah. I mean, they couldn't stop Hannah one-on-one inside. That was pretty evident. Then they, you know, they threw that really small lineup out there when we were trying to go zone, and they went zone. So lots of different things that we had to adjust to, and just obviously different looks than we've seen in, all season. And it's tough. It's tough to play without Link. We really miss her out there, and I'm hoping that we can get her back on Wednesday.
Well, tell us about her condition. And we didn't see what happened at the end of the play. We were watching the ball and the clock and didn't see if she got undercut or what happened exactly. But you were pretty upset. But talk about the play and her status right now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we actually thought we'd have her in the second half. But, you know, she was hobbling a bit. And I don't want to take a chance with a kid like that, you know. So we she'll be icing. She'll be icing nonstop till Wednesday at 7:30, wherever we play. And, you know, hopefully we can get her back.
Talk about, it looked like you guys made a little bit of an adjustment to that trapping zone and you got a little more aggressive, and I thought Megan Malusnik was actually the key to that. You got the ball to her in that kind of the high post area, and she was able to be pretty aggressive. She plays passive sometimes, and I thought she did a good job of playing aggressive. What adjustments did you make against their zone?
Well, we talked about flashing into that high post area. We felt like we had to spread them a bit, especially if they were trapping, because we had to, you know, we had to force two people and then try to kick the ball out. And once we started moving the ball quickly, then we found some open people. But then we went through a little stretch where everybody was flashing, and then we had everybody inside. So we came back out and tried to get them spread again. And once, if we could spread, we were pretty effective.
Now, if Lincoln can't go on Wednesday, you guys are really thin, and we thought fatigue kind of played a factor down the stretch. You were basically playing seven players. Is there anything that you can do other than rest the kids until Wednesday to kind of combat that?
Well, we'll ice bath like we always do and make sure that they get food and hydrated really quickly and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we won't do much tomorrow, you know, loosen up and everything and walk through and watch some film. And hopefully we'll have enough left in the tank on Wednesday.
Well, look ahead. It's probably going to be St. Ben's because Gustavus was up 7 with 40 seconds to go. So it's probably going to be St. Benedict. You guys split with them during the regular season. Didn't play well up there about a month ago. Talk about how you guys match up with the Blazers.
Well, you know, I think we match up okay. You know, up there we just went through stretches where, you know, I think our players would say we just kind of lost our composure and actually lost our players on the floor, and that was the difference in the ball game. Otherwise, you know, I thought we played them pretty tough.
Well, again, you guys, the Carlton Victoria 62-61, that's going to be one of the most bizarre, not bizarre, but just there were so many chances for both teams, and you guys got three good looks down here at the one end. They get a good look at a three. Nord had an open look from the three at the in the corner, and then Fredenberg shoots the three at the end, the two at the end, rather than going for three, and I think she was a little bit confused on the score, but it was an exciting game, but one that you have to be glad that you hang on to win.
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of the team. They really fought everybody that was out there, you know, and the bench was really there. You know, we won. That's the bottom line, and we get to move on.
Survive in advance, and that's what the Knights do as they win 62-61. Thanks for joining us, Tammy.
Thank you.